Okay, so picture this. You're in VR, right? And you're standing next to this huge waterfall. You can see the mist, hear the water crashing, and then you feel this cool mist on your skin.
It's amazing, isn't it, how VR is going beyond just what we see and hear.
It's wild. And that's actually what we're diving into today.
This research paper, ThermoQuest, a wearable head-mounted display to augment realities with thermal feedback, gets into how much even small changes in temperature can change how we experience VR.
And it's not just about making things feel like more real.
Right.
The paper talks about presence, which is that feeling of really being in the virtual world.
Exactly. Presence is key. I mean, without it, VR is just a 3D screen.
Sure.
But when you feel like you're actually in that environment, that's when it gets really interesting.
So how'd they even add temperature? It's not some crazy expensive tech, is it?
You'd be surprised. They actually used Peltier elements, which are these little affordable things that can make hot and cold sensations. They put six of them in a regular Oculus Quest headset.
Clever. So these elements are like sending pulses of hot or cold to your face
Yeah, around the part that touches your face.
while you're wearing it, synced up to what's happening in the VRs, right? I
Exactly.
could already imagine it. So what were the VR experiences like?
They had a few different scenes, like a waterfall, fireplace, winter scene, even a desert.
Okay, so all the bases covered, literally.
Yeah.
But they weren't just trying to match the temperature perfectly, were they? I read something about reverse thermal feedback.
Yeah. They wanted to see how people would react to both expected and unexpected temperatures.
Interesting.
So they had three conditions. Normal feedback where the temperature matched.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Reversed feedback where it was the
It's a
opposite.
lot of reverse, like you'd feel heat near the waterfall instead of cold.
Yep. They flipped the script to see what would happen.
Wow. Talk about a curveball. I mean, you're in a snowy landscape, bundled up, but you feel hot. Wouldn't people think the headset's broken?
It's funny you say that because no. They understood what was going on and gave some great feedback,
Yeah.
and the results were really interesting.
I bet. But before we get into those, let's go back to the tech for a sec. Why were these Peltier things so important?
Good point. Well, they're super precise, and they can switch between hot and cold really fast, which is how they get those quick sensations.
Oh, okay.
Plus, they're small and cheap, which is perfect for something you wear. Right. Okay, that makes sense. So we've got the headset, the VR scenes, the people. Did it actually work? Did adding temperature change how they felt in VR?
Let's just say the results. They weren't expecting this. Some of the findings were wild.
Okay, now I have to know.
We
Let's hear
took in
them.
them.
Okay, now I have to know. Let's hear them.
So about making people feel more present, it worked. Kinda.
Kinda.
It's like this. When the temperature matched, like that cool air by the waterfall, people felt way more like they were actually there.
Makes sense. Our brains like it when things line up.
Right. But get this, the reversed feedback.
Yeah, when it got all weird.
We thought it would totally break the presence, that it'd be too
It
strange.
is kind of freaky to think about.
Oh, totally. And yeah, people felt a little less present overall compared to when the temperatures match, but there's a but.
I knew there was a but.
They actually said they felt more alert with the reversed stuff, like their brains were working overtime to figure it out.
So instead of getting lost in the VR, they're hyper aware because their senses are all messed up.
Exactly.
Why, though? Any ideas?
We're not totally sure, but it might be our survival instincts kicking in.
Oh, like danger, hot stove.
Exactly. So even though it's VR, your brain's still thinking, hold on, something's not right here.
Wow. It makes you wonder, could this be used for more than just games?
Oh, absolutely. Think about training simulations or even therapy.
Someone scared of public speaking could practice in VR and feel that heat, but it's safe.
Right. Or imagine learning about different climates, but you actually feel them.
Whoa. Okay, back to the people in the study, though. You said some came up with their own reasons for the weird temperatures.
Yeah, like one person felt heat by the waterfall and they were like, oh, it must be geothermal.
No way, they just rolled with it.
Our brains are amazing at making up stories, even when things don't make sense.
That's kind of scary, but also really cool.
Yeah.
So, big implications from all this.
For sure. We've talked about the good stuff, but there's also the ethical side.
Right, we got to talk about that. But first, what does this all mean for the future of VR? It's like, if they can do temperature this well, what's next? Taste, smell. It's kind of wild to think about.
It really is. And it's not just about, fancier headsets. It's about how we use tech to experience like everything differently.
Yeah, you mentioned the ethical stuff earlier. What were you thinking about?
Well, we talked about how this ThermoQuest thing uses our survival instincts.
Right, like that hot stove example.
Exactly. So it could be amazing for, like, therapy or training. But we have to be careful not to use it to, you know, mess with people's heads.
Yeah, just because we can doesn't mean we should.
Totally. But the potential is huge, right? Healthcare, education.
Imagine learning by feeling history. Right. Or, like, helping people with PTSD, but safely. Crazy.
Right. This isn't just a small step. It changes how we think about VR entirely.
So for our listeners, what's the takeaway? What should they be thinking about?
I think the big thing is tech is changing so fast. The lines between digital and real are blurring, like with this temperature thing. And it's up to us to figure out how to use these technologies the right way.
It makes you wonder what else they'll be able to replicate in VR, and how will that change how we connect with each other? It's definitely something to think about.